And joining us this morning is Superintendent Cal DeKuyper. It's the segment A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools. You guys are warmer in Zeeland.
We are. You know, the car showed 7, so we are. We're 1 degree warmer this morning coming in.
And that's the funny thing. You get to the lakeshore. Normally it's the case the lakeshore is colder, but all that ice probably doesn't help. I finally got a chance to go off and with my girlfriend over the week, and we went and saw the frozen ice. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been 20-some years here on the lakeshore for me, and we actually rode bicycles out there, those fat tire bikes. And
you rode onto the ice?
Velo City gave us a bike for a morning. I went with Keith Walker, who's a band director and a big biker, and we headed right out there one day. So the next day we had news reports we shouldn't do that, so I'm glad that I did it the day before so
yeah.
I didn't know better.
Well, let's dive into some of the stuff at Zeeland Public Schools. And this is something that I hear all the time with the promo, and it's obviously the slogan, you guys have one academic program and 2 mascots.
Sure.
Never had a chance to ask you about that. That's something unique that I've never really thought about before, that you have 2 schools that are really heated rivals, but they're united in their academic program.
Yeah, you know, we're heated rivals about 5% of the time. I always say it's about 95% great, about 5% we have a tough day, and then
yeah.
the next day we're friends again.
Yeah.
But, you know, even in our own community, we don't always understand it because, you know, things have changed. It began, you know, 10 years ago, students didn't go back and forth at all. So they were 2 completely separate programs, literally 800 feet apart. But today, 84% of the students go back and forth every day. And so we are completely mixed on the academic program. And what we've learned is we can have the best of both worlds. By combining the programs, we have enough for, you know, more than 15 AP classes. We have enough students for a full dance program. There are more than 300 girls in the program. And because of this, we've been able to combine our 2 high schools on the academic side.
Yeah.
But we stay completely separate on the athletic and some of the other co-curriculars, and that doubles opportunities for kids. So
yeah, that would
a good
be
thing.
My question about it, because, you know, being an athlete myself in high school,
sure.
I couldn't imagine as a wrestler in Heartland High School going to Howell down M-59 is east side
yeah.
of the state. So how does that work for some of the students? Because obviously it's separate athletic programs and there's a lot of school
yeah.
pride. But during the day, you might very well, if you're at Zeeland West, go to class at Zeeland East.
Right. You know, and I looked at that when I visited and came a year and a half ago, a little over that. I was really surprised at how is this going to work, because
mm-hmm.
I'm used to the rivalries.
Yeah.
And they're kids and families that you do not know. But that changes when you know them. And so they become, they're good friends
right.
often. And so it's kind of like lining up against your brother out in the in the basketball court in the yard.
That's tough.
Sometimes those are even more physical than the
That's
other way
true.
Because it's your brother. But the next day, I mean, you love your brother again. So
yeah.
That's kind of the system and the way that it works. It is, as I watch it happen, it's very unique, but it works very well. And it does double the opportunities, and kids handle it really well. You know, sometimes those of us in the community and parents maybe not so well for
yeah.
an hour or two, but the kids do really well.
That's really interesting, too, because you think about it, that's a great way to say it, because it might be heated at the basketball court or at a football field when the 2 schools play. But at the end of the day,
yeah.
you know, some teams at the end, they shake hands, but they really don't care. Whereas at the end of the game, you guys really care at the
no,
end, you know?
You watch them shake hands at the end of any event, and there are hugs and slaps, and it's exactly what you would want, because they know each other well. Yeah.
Yeah, outstanding. So that makes more sense to me
yeah.
now that I finally had a chance to talk about that with you. But also, we've got other things we need to get to. You guys made a couple of hires. Tell me about those.
Well, we did. We're kind of rounding out the central office team, and the goal was to do this cost neutral, and by some things we've done that. But we brought in a full-time special education director, Holly Bolle, came to us from Hudsonville's, another excellent school system. But she is just top-notch. And the reason we did this is we wanted to try to put more prevention programs in place to prevent students from needing to access the special education
yeah.
program. And that's good for students. So Holly is now an integral part of the curriculum team, so that she's part of it rather than reacting to it.
Yeah.
And so that's been a really good hire. She's found some great things to improve upon. We had Steve Bronius was our director of the technology director, and he
okay.
was top notch, and he took a job with his church here a few months ago, and so we've replaced him with Brandy Mendham. And Brandy comes to us from the Mason Lake ISD, Mason Lake and Oceana now, ISD, and she is top-notch, nearing her PhD in some early childhood areas,
mm-hmm.
And that's where we need some help. So I'm really excited about bringing her in with her expertise. So I think that's coming close to rounding out the central office leadership team with really good people.
I didn't want to forget this, too. You told me that you went to go see the Wizard of Oz showing.
Yeah.
This was something you've never seen before from high school.
No.
What made it stand out?
Well, you know, the Wizard of Oz was just incredible. Mm-hmm. And I say it was like a Disney quality to me.
Really?
I've seen high school musicals and plays for, you know, many, many years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And director Torgerson, the whole thing is students, completely students, but there were special effects. When the monkeys came in, they were on the trapeze,
yeah.
The flying. The witch came in on a trapeze. They went out.
Wow.
The scene, there's probably 20 set changes and scene changes.
Yeah.
The high school orchestra and music, that was under direction of Keith Walker, but the pit on the music is all students. So when the tin man slaps his chest for the sound of the heart, there are monitors below the stage, and the students hit the right equipment to make the sounds. I mean, the entire thing.
Choreographing all that must have been a nightmare.
Unbelievable. It's like nothing I've ever seen. So the actors, I actually wanted to go meet all of these students the next day. I was so impressed with the lead characters, and then the students are the lead directors.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those times where I walked out of there so proud to be part of a high school and never so impressed as I was on that one.
You know, I remember talking about that in previous segments about the coming up showing of The Wizard of Oz, and I didn't realize it was going to be this impressive.
I've heard
from this from other people,
right.
Too.
Well, and I've seen it before, and everything that Director Torgerson does is top-notch, so I was expecting that, and I went on opening night thinking... And I actually sat there just in awe. So it was actually just a fun experience to watch a show thinking, my goodness, I can't believe these are just high school kids doing this.
Let's move on to the budget. And this is something that we saw a story today. They're settling down many areas of the budget. Of course, they approved $215 million to the potholes, rightfully so, with the winter we've had. But you have to wonder, where are they pulling that money from? And it seems to me like it might be a little bit from the education budget.
Sure. Well, you know, it's... Dollars are always allocated from whatever the income source is for the state. But, you know, like we all do in our homes, we move money around. And if something happens here, we have to move dollars from one pot to the next. And they do the same. So the reality is we have work. The governor's budget shows about $111 per student. We're hoping that that may come a little higher once the House and the Senate are part of that. We've calculated that we need about $300 per student to break even next year. So as much as I'm very appreciative that there's an increase to schools, because it's been a little while.
That's true.
This is what we need to do to get back. So all schools in the area are trying to figure out how to handle that.
Yeah.
We certainly realize our role in Michigan's recovery is to be part of that negative for a while. And we also are, you know, I'm outspoken a little bit. On a positive way, I'm thankful. But I'm also outspoken that education is a real critical feature to Michigan's recovery, so I always advocate for that.
Well, you made a good point, too, because, it's not where we obviously want it to be. No school is, but I'd rather be here than back in 2010.
Glad we're headed in the right direction. And I just think it's important that as we head in the right direction, communities know we're still back around 2008, 2009 funding when you look at it. We'll continue to work as best we can within those parameters, and we appreciate the people that are trying to help us.
Speaking of things that are not where we want them to be right now, how much snow is on the baseball field and track outside?
You know, if I said to you spring sports tryout started on Monday, you're the same reaction that I do. So we actually you have a baseball game scheduled next week sometime. I'm not real sure that's going to be played. So we have tennis tryouts. I know they're probably doing that in the gymnasium, and we're very fortunate that DeWitt family helped us with SportsQuest.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some opportunities in places, but there's a whole lot of students that are going to be frustrated, and probably none more so frustrated than the athletic directors who are trying to figure out where to put all these contests. And we don't want students out of school every day either. So it's not like you can make up all these games and play Monday through Friday. That's unhealthy on the academic side. So there are probably going to be some reduced schedules, and we'll just play when we can.
Yeah, and I would imagine, too, that this is, like you said, going to be kind of a nightmare for your athletic director.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because kids are really excited. This is the exciting part of school. It's your identity and what you do, and whether you're in the Wizard of Oz or you're on the tennis team or the golf team or baseball, whatever it is in the spring, track teams trying to get out and run on a track that's got 3 feet of snow on it, you just can't do it.
That'd be a good workout.
Yeah.
But
so, you know, and we're actually scheduled to have part of our track resurfaced. So this was scheduled to be done. You know, we're hopeful to host state finals and regionals. We're certainly one of the feature tracks around in the stadium. And we want that redone before this year's seasons come up. So I'm not sure when we're going to get that scheduled. So people will be frustrated. We're just trying to say hang in there. And, you know, this is one you can say I lived through the winter of 14 rather than complain about it. And life's a little more fun that way.
Absolutely. This is a story that I've given before, too. When I was at Grand Valley and I was doing my broadcasting, I would do baseball play-by-play. And even in a cozy broadcast booth, you have to have the windows open to get the sound of the game. And I remember one game in the middle of March when they were playing. It was snowing sideways.
Right.
It's like, guys, what are we doing here? This is ridiculous.
I know we're trying to play. And, you know, and today we try to play these doubleheaders all the time.
Yeah.
So you're out there. If a young man has not been in the starting lineup and you're sitting in the bench there for 2.5-3 hours in 25 degrees, that's, you know, I always like it when the last I knew, most people use about a 40 degree temperature or wind chill, and that's when it's really just not a healthy environment.
Well, I mentioned it earlier this morning with Leo Martinozzi and some other times that the snow brought one good thing, and that's that the Lions got Golden Tate.
That's right. I was glad to see that last night.
Yeah, that was a cool story.
You bet.
Anyway, we're speaking with Superintendent of Zeeland Schools, Cal DeKuyper. Cal, you have anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I appreciate your morning. I appreciate what you do, and I listen in on you most mornings. So,
well, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Once again, Zeeland Superintendent Cal DeKuyper joining us this morning.